Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast this morning. Hi to my co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I tell you, it's a great morning. I'm looking outside, the sun is shining, and it's going to be great. And this is the start of it.
Awesome. Oh, yes. And good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the All About Entrepreneurs show. Well, we are excited that you have tuned in on today because this topic is definitely hot. This is really a hot topic, and I can't wait to hear all about it. But I want to ask you a question. Do you know where you're going? Wow, there was someone sang a song once, do you know where you're going to?
Yes, that was Diana Ross.
Diana Ross, do you like the things that life is showing you?
Oh my goodness, wow.
Do you know? And so Professor Terry has prepared this topic, has got some questions for you. Oh my God, I cannot wait. He says, Professor Terry says that these questions are definitely life-changing. So you got to get ready. Hold on to your seatbelts. Go grab you a pen and some paper. Go call your friends. Text them. Tweet them. Email them. Whatever you got to do, and let them know that they need to be tuned in to the All About Entrepreneur show this day. If you can't make it for some reason, you can always go back and listen to the archives. But with that being said, I am going to now turn it on over to Professor Terry. Terry, take it away.
First of all, good morning to you, Lisa. Good morning to all our listeners. And really, you know, this is such a great topic because for some reason we've been talking about passion for the last couple of weeks, and I've come to the realization that everything starts with passion. Everything starts with that dream. Everything starts with that desire. Everything starts with that purpose. And in this book that I'm going to discuss today, I read it in an hour. It was short. It was a very short, as a matter of fact, it was a very short e-book. And I ordered it on my Kindle, and I read it on my Kindle. And I read it a couple of times because, like I said, it was very, very short but profound. And that's what I really want to start talking about before I get into the book, about how many times brevity, being brief, can be more profound than something that's very, very long. I know many times when I talk about reading and I talk about books, a lot of people shy away from reading because they think of reading as being big books. And that may be true, but there are other books that are not so big. I mean, if you look at the Bible is really a collection of really short books. And, you know, you take it as a whole, it tells us something. But if you look at the separate books, it also tells us something as well. And this book that I'm going to discuss is entitled How to Find Your Passion, 3 Questions to Unlock a Purpose-Filled Life. Okay? How to Find Your Passion, 3 Questions to Unlock a Purpose-Filled Life. And this is by a gentleman named John Rivers. So How to Find Your Passion, 3 Questions to Unlock a Purpose-Filled Life. And this is by John Rivers. And like I said, a very, very short book. I read it on my Kindle in about an hour. But the thing is, I've been thinking about these questions for quite some time. And when I look at the title of the book, it talks about passion. And it also talks about purpose. And if you go to the dictionary, passion is defined as a desire for something. And purpose is defined as intention. What is your intention? And what I like to do, Lisa, I like to put these two together. And passion, as far as I'm concerned, is the dream, and purpose is the action. You know, because my question to all entrepreneurs, I ask the question to all entrepreneurs, do you have a dream? And what is that dream? Because I think it all begins with the dream. Once you have that dream, you discover your passion and you discover your purpose. And so, again, I just want to sort of nail that down. And before I go into the book itself, I want to also share with our listeners a quote from Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was a master motivational speaker and motivational teacher. As a matter of fact, Les Brown, Dennis Waitley, Anthony Robbins, Darren Hardy, all these people were taught by Jim Rohn. They read his books. They attended his lectures. They became friends with him. And I find
Lalisa Williams.
Yes, let's put that Lalisa Williams as well. And if they, you know, once you get to know these people, you find that it's what I call a tribe. And so I remember when Jim Rohn passed, when he died, all these people were collected together to offer, you know, remembrances and tributes to him. And I found for myself, when I was studying to be a public speaker, a motivational speaker, I wanted to go to the best. And Jim Rohn is the best, no question about it. And he says about dreams, and I quote, "Dreams are a projection of the kind of life you want to lead. Dreams can drive you. Dreams can make you skip over obstacles. When you allow your dreams to pull you, they unleash." You see that? They unleash a creative force that can overpower any obstacle in your path. To unleash this power, though, your dreams must be well-defined. And so we need those dreams, but they have to be well-defined. And I tell my students, I mean, think about your dream car. Think about your dream home. Think about your dream vacation and walk through that. Smell that new car smell, okay? Walk through the rooms in that house and go through each room and describe each room. I'll tell you what you might want to do. You might want to draw what is in each room. When you go on that dream vacation, where is it going to be? I know for myself, Hawaii, I always want to think of a dream vacation, I think about Hawaii. But my point is that you really have to, as Tyrese the singer says, you have to dream while you're awake. You have to see what you want to do because, again, it's projection of the kind of life you want to lead. And all entrepreneurs want to be successful to the point where they can live off of what they create for themselves. And so these are things I want to put in because I think we're talking about mindset. And now I want to get into the 3 questions that John Rivers brings down in his books. And so I'm going to go through the 3 questions, then I want to go back and amplify them as time permits. So again, the 3 questions. And these, I say, are 3 questions that change everything. You know, if you answer these questions for yourself and you answer these questions in some type of depth, you'll find the roadmap for your life is very, very clear. And so the 3 questions. Question number 1, what makes you come alive? Question number 1, what makes you come alive? Okay? Question number one, what makes you come alive? Question number two, what clicks? Question number two, what clicks? Question number three, what sticks? Question number three, what sticks? So the three questions to help you find your passion and unlock your purpose for your purpose-filled life are, number one, what makes you come alive? Number two, what clicks? And number three, what sticks? What makes you come alive? What clicks and what sticks? And he goes into it in a very, very interesting way. He talks about, you know, being truly alive. I mean, I know for myself and you as well, Lisa, I mean, I know there are times we have been at different conferences and maybe we were speaking at the conference and, you know, there were some great speakers that preceded us and there were some great speakers after we spoke and we were all there and we were like sort of basking in that glow of success, of sharing our passion with other people, with other like-minded people. And it's such a great feeling. You feel alive. You feel like, you know, my two daughters, they past week went to Dorney Park, and of course they went on a roller coaster. At my age, I refuse to think of roller coasters because I'm afraid that if I get on a roller coaster, my heart might attack me. So I don't want to do that. But they went on the roller coaster, and I don't know, when I did go on roller coasters, it makes you really feel alive because you're aware of your person. And so he's saying, so John Rivers is saying that of the three questions, the first one is what makes you come alive? And he says you should look in your memory. Think back to the things that really ignited you. I mean, I have a list of things that when I think back, I think about the movies that I've seen. I think about the TV shows that I've seen. I think about the places that I've been, the concerts that I've gone to, the Broadway shows that I've experienced. You know, all these things are bring back very, very vivid and strong memories. You know, so when we go back to find what makes it come alive, look at your memories. Sometimes I think looking at Facebook brings back some memories that make us really feel alive. And the second thing under this heading is self-awareness. What do we think about all the time? You know, what are we mindful of? You know, and it says here that you have to be really conscious living is the key. That self-awareness, really know what you want. A lot of times, many of us are pushed and pulled by other people's opinions. They tell us that, you know what, you should go into this particular field because people make a lot of money in this field, but that might not be your interest. I spoke to many young women and men as well who have gone into nursing, not because they like nursing, but because they figure they make money in that. But again, they can't get past the anatomy and physiology. They can't get back past the courses that would lead them to the future, so maybe they're not in the right place. And so they need to think about that. But again, what do you really want to do? What do you really, really, and I say put four really, what do you really, 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 really want to do? Four reallys. And that will tell you what you really, we really should be. So again, memories and self-awareness help point us to what makes it come alive. Number two, what clicks? You know, what are the things that you listen to? What are the things that make you, that get your attention? You know, I know when I talk about reading and writing, I get so excited about it because there's so much reading and writing for me to do, and I wake up early in the morning so I can get involved in that. But again, it is something that clicks with me. You know, when I hear about somebody who I really enjoy reading, I hear they're giving a lecture, I can't wait to get to that lecture to actually meet that person because what they're saying clicks with me. You have to understand, I know you know this well as anyone, Lisa, that there are many teachers, okay? There are many teachers, and sometimes I know when I go to church, they have different speakers, and there's some who I just don't really say much to me. They don't click with me, but there's some, when they say something, I tell you, I believe they're speaking directly to me. That's when things click, you know, when things resonate with you. When you get to that point where, you know what, that message today was a message that really was for me. And, mm-hmm. and, and And John Rivers says, you know, you have to listen to what you hear above all other noise. Let it tell you, you were made for this, and don't try to make it silent, okay? There is in every one of us a little small voice that said, you know what, why don't you try this? Why don't you do this? And many times we ignore that voice, but he's saying we need to listen to that. And that's why he says you have to be still. I mean, be still by I love in my house, I can see the river. And sometimes the way the river is flowing is like almost mesmerizing, but it really calms me, you know. Sitting by water, listening to music. You know, sometimes if I'm working in my yard, you know, I'm no great landscaper, but I like to keep things neat, and so it's physical work, but it really calms me, you know. It really keeps me still. And so, again, I read certain authors, and those authors really click with me. So, again, what clicks? And number three, what sticks? Okay, what sticks? What is the thing that really you just can't let go? I mean, I've tried, you know, days not reading or not writing or not watching movies or TV, and those days are not my best days. So I know that what I'm involved in is what works for me. And in this particular section, John Rivers, the author of this book, he has two quotations, one from Winston Churchill and another from Thomas Edison. Winston Churchill was a great British statesman, okay, a politician. And Winston Churchill says that success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Winston Churchill, success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. A lot of times people go toward their dream, go to their passion, and they stumble and they fall. But the thing is to get up and keep on going. I mean, I know a lot of times I'm in class and I'm lecturing, I'm doing something, and I might make a mistake, and I just laugh it off. I laugh it off and keep on going. Because, again, you just can't stop it. You got to keep on going and realize that the other side of success is failure. So failure and success go together, but failure is not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing, and it's even emphasized with this quote from Thomas Edison. And Thomas Edison says, if I find 10,000 ways something won't work, I haven't failed. I'm not discouraged because every wrong attempt discarded is another step forward. So every time that he messes up, well, that's a step forward. You know, a lot of people don't see that. People see failure as terminal. That, you know, I failed, I'm dead, I'm gone. And that's not the case. Les Brown tells a story about back in the day, we had a talk show on TV. Okay, it didn't even last a month. It was canceled because it wasn't like the other shows on TV. It was like Maury Povich at that time. It wasn't like Oprah. It wasn't like Sally Jesse Raphael. It wasn't like any of those people. It was unique to himself. But the advertisers, the sponsors, producers said, you know, this is not going to work. And so they canceled the show. And he says what he did, he parked to the side. He got off the road of success. He just went back to doing what he was doing, but he wasn't happy with it, you know. And so for many years, he didn't do what he knew that he could do. And then he started. Then he said he saw Wayne Dyer on TV, and Wayne Dyer was still doing it, still doing the motivational thing. And he said, you know what, if Wayne is doing this, maybe I can still do it too. And so he called some of the PBS stations, and to make a long story short, they said, hey, Les, where you been, man? And he said, well, you know, because of the failure of the TV show, I didn't think anybody wanted to hear from me. And he said, no, we want to hear from you. As a matter of fact, we want you to do more specials on PBS, and so he started doing the specials, and again, and it was even a bigger success. So again, failure is just really a precursor to success, as the way I see. But again, you have to have that quality of mind that says, you know what, I'm going to pursue my passion and purpose no matter what. And so again, it's really a great book. It's a short book for those who, and I like to recommend this book for people who don't like to read or say they don't like to read. Well, this is not going to take too much of your time. And I'd like to end my discussion here with just the last part of the book, because, again, you know, this whole thing about success is really a journey and not a destination, because, again, I know for myself I've had many successes in my life, but they haven't all been the same type of success. I've had success in speaking and in writing, and really, you know, it's just so funny because as we do this show every week, Lisa, I found that I have a talent for writing promos for my shows. You know, just how can I make this show interesting in maybe 4 or 5 sentences? And I never knew I had that particular talent, but you know what? You find what you need as you go along. And so the name of the book, again, for those who are listening, and I want you to listen carefully, it says here, How to Find Your Passion, 3 Questions to Unlock a Purpose-Filled Life. And the last part of the book here is entitled The Journey. And it's just 2 paragraphs, but it's just really profound. I want to share that with our readers before we have our open up for discussion. And this is entitled The Journey. And I quote, As mentioned at the beginning, find your passions and purposes is plural and ongoing. It's not something you do once and never have to think about again. The good news is that when you learn the skills needed to find your passions and purposes, they don't seem quite as good at hiding anymore. I invite you to keep pursuing your passions and your purposes and keep living a life full of giving that blesses others. It's a funny thing. The more we look outside ourselves, the more we find ourselves. Maybe another book to come on that topic. We'll see. And so, again, you've been listening to me talk about a book entitled How to Find Your Passion, 3 Keys to Unlocking a Purpose-Filled Life. And really, the 3 questions are, 1, what makes you come alive? 2, what clicks? And 3, what sticks? And so, again, a lot of times people make excuses. Well, I like to read, but I don't have time. This book can be read in an hour, and maybe even less if you read fast. So I'm saying there's no excuse. There is a book for you, and I like the whole concept of e-books. You know, and I think more entrepreneurs need to really invest in that because, again, with the e-book, you have to worry about publishing and going to, you know, some place to actually print out the book. Basically, everything is right there. And I think that in this society, with all the social media, with all the technology, I think e-books may be, I'm pretty sure, is the wave of the future. I mean, I'm old school. I still like to have a book in my hand. But I know many times, you know, with the Kindle, I could read it in the dark, you know, because I have the light from the Kindle that I'm reading. So, again, this book is so profound, but so brief, and I want you to check it out. Again, it's How to Find Your Passions, 3 Keys to Unlock a Purpose-Filled Life, and the questions we'll talk about a little further. 1, what makes you come alive? 2, what clicks? And 3, what sticks? And so, Lisa, as always, I thank you for the opportunity to share what I'm reading. And again, you know, who knows what it'll be next week, but I know that, again, it's going to come to me, and I'll have something for you and for our readers. So, again, I want to thank you again.
Well, congratulations, and thank you. You're right. That's an awesome topic. I tell you, that is certainly something to consider. Those are absolutely, I would totally agree with you. Those are 3 powerful questions. What brings you alive? What clicks? What sticks? I love it.
I would ask you, because I'm always interested in get your feedback. So what makes you come alive?
Oh, wow.
it's a long list, right?
Well, you know what? It's something that I've, you know, been talking about lately as I've been going around the country doing the Release Your Power workshops and Release Your Power parties. So mm-hmm. I absolutely know what makes me click. I know what brings me alive, and I know what sticks. So I've been talking about this now for a little minute. So that's why I'm so excited about this topic. It's oh boy, it just goes talked to so many things. Something that I said yesterday on this show is that when you are in that thing that brings you alive, that clicks and that sticks, guess what? Everything falls into place.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Because I know when I'm reading, when I'm writing, when I'm in the flow, I mean, time flies.
Yeah.
Time just sort of, like they say, time takes wings.
Yes.
And it flies.
And that's what was happening. And so I've been doing just that, that this person is talking about in his book, talking about the, so when you say, Melissa, what, you know, what brings you alive? So for me, helping people to release their power, so much so brings, you know, that's what clicks for me. That's what causes me to want to be up all night. I can stay up all night and still get up in the morning and not be tired if I'm working on the next Release Your Power workshop or seminar and looking at the. It's so funny because, you know, it's, that is what, and so when you, you know, brought this topic forth, you know, and when you talk about that, we were just talking, we had a session on Thursday. That we're coaching through the Release Your Power, through the thing that was clicking and sticking and brought me alive. Well, it brought me 7 new clients.
Oh, that's great. That is so great.
Rating in the thing that you're supposed to do, it produces. And sure enough, because we wouldn't be telling you something that is not going to be fruitful for you or your business. So it really works. And that's what we were talking about, your dreams. You're talking about your purpose. Those were two, your purpose, your dream. And then I began to share about, you know, when you got it, when you're really in your purpose and with your dream, you're just like you're on a mission.
Oh, but you are. Right. You are. Yeah. And it's so funny because a lot of times, you know, when you think about the dream, I mean, when I was 9 years old, I knew I wanted to be a writer, but I didn't think about the mentality and also the challenge. I mean, there's no guarantee that because you want to do something that you can do it. You know, you want to be a writer, you want to be a singer, you want to be an actor. There's no guarantee that's going to happen for you, but you know what? If you just go for it, you'll find out that the obstacles that you have in your way are minuscule in terms of what you need to do. I mean, to read like I read, it takes a lot of time. I mean, when I present a book on Tuesday, I've read that book a couple of times. I've taken notes. I've gone to other sources and that kind of thing. It's a lot of work, but I don't see it as work. I see it as joy. It's all joy.
Well, going back to your initial question to me, what brings me alive?
Yes.
Motivate people. I went to Philadelphia on Saturday and we drove.
Wow.
And when I got there, we got there late. That was number one.
Oh,
so that it should have just shaken my foundation, the fact that I got there late.
Mm-hmm.
I was the key.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the person that was had to get up there. People were waiting around.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Let me tell you, when the young man, they were watching a video, so, you know, they had something to do. I was about 30 minutes behind schedule.
Wow.
And, yes, we got caught up in that. Kids, of course, Saturday being a beautiful day, everyone wanted to go to the shore.
Oh, you're right. Wow.
Me not being from New Jersey, I don't always build in shore time on my traffic schedule for Saturday morning. I'm thinking, Saturday, who's going anywhere? They were sleeping in, right? So here we run into about an hour's worth of traffic that normally would have taken us 10 minutes to get through. It took us an hour. So we get there nonetheless. But when I hit the platform, because my job was to motivate the individual sitting in the audience, I came alive. So when you say,
oh, my goodness, what?
Question. I come alive, and guess what? Living that energy gets transferred. And so, what happened was it transferred to the people in the audience, and you should have seen they were like buzzing. They was waiting for the next thing.
Oh, I love it.
And I actually got a chance to see it. I know about it. I know that I have ability, but it really, I hadn't never experienced it quite like that. The people were ready. They wanted to know what was their next workshop. They couldn't wait to get somewhere because they were charged up. So to what you're saying and what you're presenting from this book is when you operate in the thing that brings you life, you will create life in others.
Oh, no doubt about it. Like you said, it's almost like a something that you can feel. I know for myself, like, you know, a lot of times the first day of class is really important for me because I'm in class and I'm quiet as the students come in and take their seats and whatnot. And, you know, and one student had remarked, you know, after the first class, she said, you know, when I came, I was sort of intimidated by you. I thought you would be mean, you know. But when you started speaking, it was like something clicked and you became a different person. You know, and I felt, you know, comfortable. I felt welcome. I was inviting and whatnot. And I know for myself, it's just that, you know, once you're in that thing, like I said, at least once you're in that zone, and I know for me, sometimes my best presentations are those where I always have my notes, but sometimes I go off notes and I say things that are on the topic, but I tell you, if you asked me to repeat it, I couldn't.
Exactly. Sure.
I was in some kind of a trance.
Yeah, and I was so, and make it so bad because I was, you know, running behind, and even though I didn't just run in and jump up on the podium, but I didn't have all the things in place that I wanted to. And I don't know if he recorded. I'm going to see if he did get a recording of that, but I believe that was one of my better, you know, presentation. It was only about 10 minutes.
What? Is there something?
But I didn't get a recording of it because I was on fire. Because I was, that brought me, that's what brings me to life when it's a freedom like that. It wasn't, these were all entrepreneurs who had come to a business startup conference. So I wasn't really restricted by anything because I love entrepreneurship. That's one of the things that I value. I've been teaching business classes for 10 years now. I absolutely love business, you know. So it was perfect. So we talk about what clicks. So we got the what brings me alive, but now what clicks is when I'm talking about being a business owner, being an entrepreneur. I've been teaching it. So when you talk about what sticks, teaching business classes is the thing that I've done the longest in my whole entire career life.
Wow.
If you look at my very first job that I had at summer job, this is from the military to working as a secretary for a law firm to working as a recruiter with content, all the jobs I've ever had. Teaching business courses is the thing that has stuck. And so that day, Saturday morning, June 22nd, that has been my absolute best day so far with any type of, the only other thing I've done longer, I shouldn't say business, but the only other thing I've done longer is the personal development.
But, you know, it's all connected, though. I mean, I don't see that as being different from what you were just talking about. I think it's all connected. And I think that once you get into your zone, you'll find the things that you do are all connected to that, almost like that core thing.
That's right.
And you have the same enthusiasm because then you can reach different people. I mean, I think that the work that we're doing with this program and just our own lives, I think a lot of times, you know, you have to be the testimony. You know, you have to be the thing that you speak because people look at you before you say anything.
Absolutely. People, you have to be. And we want people. So now I am on, like you said, with this book, I am on this mission to work with people who want to start their businesses, work with entrepreneurs. Because I'm telling you, I got in that zone on Saturday. I could have flown out of that. I didn't even have to drive back to New Jersey. I could have flew back.
You could have flown the guys back on air, right?
I had a natural high. Being all these entrepreneurs, it reminded me one time, the only other time I was in a room that was so exciting like that, when I was in a room full of all speakers, everybody wanting to be a speaker. That also was a very charging experience. I love anything to do with speaking, public speaking, how to be a speaker. So when I went to one of the Toastmasters conventions, awesome and amazing. Oh my God, it was amazing. But this was so amazing because in this room of entrepreneurs, we had some entrepreneurs who were speakers. Some entrepreneurs were authors. Some people had their jewelry businesses. Some there were AK rep. There was someone selling motor club insurance. There was a motor club insurance person there. There was on the event who has a networking business. I mean, it was phenomenal. Just being with all of these entrepreneurs that I learned that day, that's where I want to be. I've made up my mind. I want to be with the entrepreneurs.
And the thing that's so beautiful about it is that you know that's where you fit in. You know, like when I started, thinking about being a writer, I always look for like autobiographies and biographies of all writers because I wanted to see if I had some of the, you know, characteristics of these great writers. And when I found that I did, maybe not to as great extent as they did, but I did have that characteristic. I had that spark. You know, I had that. I fit the profile. And I was so glad because I found that when you do that, you feel that you've come home, you know.
A man, and here's the thing, and the topic that they gave me to speak on, skills of the innovative leader. At that moment, I felt like I could have been sitting down having a conversation with any of the big CEOs.
Ready.
Yes. Let's innovate. Yes. Let's get this thing done. So it was exciting, and I can't wait for, another opportunity to work with entrepreneurs, help individuals. It just moved me. There were young people there, and I actually did a little. I talked to some of them afterwards, and I said to the young people, you know, one of the young ladies, she was like, "Well, I just want." I asked her why she had come to my job. She said, "I want my business to grow."
It's something.
Said, and that's where we got to realize that. So the entrepreneurs got to realize that that's your job as the leader, as CEO. Your job is to grow your business.
That's right.
Because if you don't grow, you're stagnant. And if you stagnate, you will go out of business. So, or you won't do very well. You won't be able to compete. You won't be able to keep up with the trends and the future, and innovation is all a part of that. So I said to myself, you know, she's right on target, and on a Saturday. Weather as beautiful as it is, it's 1 o'clock at noon. You know, she's on the beach, at the park, and anywhere else people were at that day, you know. But she says, no, I want my business to grow.
That's something. Well, you know, again, I think one of the things we talked about last week, you know, is investing in yourself. And investing in yourself is not the money, just the money that you put into your business, but it's the knowledge that you put into yourself, you know.
And that's the personal development. So you just said that
exactly.
They go together.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because that bingo. So here we are putting it together right here on the. but, you know, Terry, I tell you, we had a great time. Now this Saturday, we will be traveling to Kansas City. A different thing. That was a business startup conference. This is a Christian women's conference. So, however, I truly believe that, you know, the message. But we thank you for this message today because I got those questions. People, we wanted to know, if you just tuned in, you can dial back into the archives. You really want to hear the topic today. The topic had to do with three big questions that will help you get where you want to go. The three questions are life-changing, and the three questions are, does it make you come alive? What makes you come alive?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What clicks with you and what sticks with you? And all I was doing once Terry finished his presentation and asked me a question, all I was doing was showing you absolutely those three questions are life-changing. And when you're able to answer them, you will begin to operate in your full purpose and you will begin to manifest not only your, but the desires that God has put in your heart to manifest, whether that be being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, a teacher, a parent, or whatever else God has put, a politician, whatever, community leader. I met a woman yesterday who is a community developer.
Wow.
She recently got her certificate. So God has made us to be all kinds of, and some people are preachers, pastors, singers, entertainers, authors, playwrights, talk show hosts. So many construction worker. I mean, the list is endless in what you can be.
Sometimes it's behind the scenes, but before we sign off, I just want to throw this out to you, Lisa. And this is for all the entrepreneurs. I want you to put after your name, I want you to put MBA. And this MBA, and I want you to listen carefully, okay? So Terry Benjamin MBA, Lisa Williams MBA, and the MBA stands for this: MBA must be aggressive.
Mm.
Okay, if you're an entrepreneur, you must be aggressive. That's going to make a difference. You just can't sit back. Hey, I got my MBA. So all of this is, you all have MBAs, okay? Must be aggressive. Put that on your business card, okay? Where do you get an MBA from? Well, I got it from the School of Hard Knocks, okay? But it is, must be aggressive. And again, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. I want to thank all those for listening. But again, go do your business.
I like that, MBA. I'm going to put on mine, MBA squared.
Yeah, right. Yes, right. That's right. Must be aggressive every day.
Yeah, because it's exponential. Listen.
Right.
We will get cut off, but for those who want more, you want more, I am inviting you to go over to my website, coachlalisa.com, if you want more teaching, training. I mean, these half-hour shows are great. They're powerful. They're wonderful. But with this, you're just getting the appetizer. You want the full meal. You want the whole shebang. You have to go over and you got to go there and you got to look and see how we can help you get more so that you can really become all that you are able to be. So, again, Terry, thank you for another powerful, boy, this was this today.
I'm ready to go, right?
You invite me your topics and they're all always great, always. But this one, I knew this one would be, I mean, because the first question that you asked, do you know where you're going? That right there, I already knew that this was a topic.
That's a good question, right?
That exactly. We've been talking about that question for a minute now. So I knew this would be perfect. Well, we thank you for sharing what you had to share with us. Thank you for your diligence. Thank you for being in your clique and sticking with.
Yeah, I'm with it, right?
For doing what brings you alive.
Oh, man, I'm fully lit now. I mean, you know, I've been up since 5 o'clock, man, and I'm just getting ready to go, you know. So, again, I mean, I'm going to have a great day, and I know you're going to have a great day as well.
I'm going to have a splendid day.
I love it. I love it.
And what? Listen, people, find what clicks, what sticks. Be a MBA. Listen.
That's right. Be MBA.
Tell us one more time what it stands for.
It stands for...
Must be aggressive.
Must
no.
be aggressive. MBA.
Oh.
Must be aggressive.
Must be aggressive.
Be aggressive. MBA. And I'm giving everybody that, okay?
I know, right? You've just been conferred
with an MBA. That's right. You graduated with your MBA.
It is going to cut us off, but I'm telling you, this is a great topic on today. Let me tell you, I could go hours talking. You know that I could talk about this forever.
Well, we have fun every Tuesday because we are like-minded people. We just want to help